Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. Today we have three stories for you, and the first two are very interesting. They both seem to be directed more towards a narrative of raising awareness and of creating change in donor conception and all of the different implications that donor conception has on relationships. The first story is entitled Fixing Birth Certificates, and it is filed under the category of Other. My friend's father sent her PDF of a voluntary admission of paternity form, all filled out, so that he can have his name added to my friend's birth certificate. A birth certificate that has been wrong for her whole life. This means the formal replacement of her step-parent, who was serving as her other parent for the better part of a quarter century, and my friend's mother has agreed to sign the form, finally. If her mom would not sign it, his other legal option would be to have the court make a determination of paternity, and he can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's her father. Truth should not have to be consented to and agreed to in order to be recorded, but such is the current state of affairs. Lucky for my friend that all critical parties, except her step-parent, have agreed to set the record straight. But what about people whose parents don't agree? Is it really fair that the truth is ever optional? Should people have the choice of claiming that someone else's offspring is their child on the record? Shouldn't everyone have to prove that a kid is their own offspring before they certify the thing? I should mention that her father was an anonymous clinic donor many moons ago, and she found him. Super sleuth that she is. And it's not just her. There is a donor sibling registry sibling group as well. They all deserve to be legal kin to one another, and to their entire family. And in order for that to happen, his name must be on their birth records. No step-parents allowed. Their family is paving the way, hopefully, for many more families in the future to jointly agree to correct the birth records of gamete donors' children, so that they are legally considered to be kin to him and to one another, finally after a lifetime of separation. But they should not have to agree to it. The truth should be recorded and birth records corrected the moment it is determined that someone is named parent on the certificate of anyone other than their own offspring. What they are doing will be helpful to adopted people and anyone who has a false or incomplete birth record, and who has the willing consent of their parents to have their record corrected. But again, far too many people are in that same position with false and incorrect records, who won't ever get the consent of their parents, and many more people who will never even know that their record contains false information. I'm thrilled at this monumental step towards the truth for donor offspring and the families they were separated from. To be legally recognized in their own family as they always should have been. Now they will be able to access the vital records of their own relatives and the relatives of their step-family. It's a win without a loss for anyone. I'd like to see people with false and incomplete birth records have a chance to be the only voters on a proposal that would complete or revise and correct their birth certificates, so that nobody would be named as a parent of someone who was not their own offspring, and so that they would positively be the offspring of anyone named as a parent on their birth certificate. Would the silent majority of adopted people and donor offspring who are content with the status quo and who don't think of their absent parents' family as family show up and vote against having their birth certificates corrected and completed to state the truth? Or would the silent majority remain silent and absent while the vocal minority voted that proposition into law? Our second story is entitled Open Egg Donation. It was written by a prospective parent. I just wanted to tell any child conceived through donation that after reading through your posts, we will only consider egg donation if our future child can contact the donor and meet them, if that is what they want. We will not consider anonymous donation, as after much thought, I felt it would leave a void in the child's life. I had to think long and hard about this, but after getting over my fears about the donor and any relationship she might have with the child, I decided that helping my child would be more important than any fears I might have. It's like open adoption, in a way. It would be a very similar situation, only in this case, it is an open donation. I don't mind keeping in touch with the donor. This way, she can let us know of any medical issues and keep the door open for the child for the future. I think it's something for potential parents to consider doing when they are thinking about having a donor help them create their family. Whether it is adoption or donor, the child's needs are important, and giving them what they need to grow into healthy adults should be our main concern in making these important decisions. Our last story of the day is written by an egg donor, and it's entitled, I Feel Like You Are Thinking of Me Too. This is a letter to my donor egg child. I have always thought about you, since the moment I knew of your existence. I feel you, and somehow know that if I saw you on the street, that I would know you. You are the daughter I never had. You are a young woman now, and every December I celebrate you. I hope that you are happy and healthy and well-loved. I hope that you are raven-haired and green-eyed like I wish I was. I just want to let you know that if you were part of my life, I would be overjoyed. I feel that I am missing that special bond that could only be fulfilled by a daughter. I am very close to my mother and wish I had that relationship to share with someone special. I have sons, but it's just not the same as it would be with you. I also wanted to let you know that donating my eggs was a gift of love, and not an act of desperation. I already had children, and wanted to help another couple conceive. I wanted them to know that joy, the joy that you have given them. I love my kids so much, but I feel a tiny piece of my heart is missing. Could you be out there and feeling the same way? Maybe you don't even know about me. Someday I will see you. And I will know you. And those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you for writing in and for being brave enough to share your journey with us. Your stories are always appreciated, and your perspectives are incredibly valuable. So keep writing, and I will see you guys a few Mondays from now.